we've decided in our lab to stick to human because it's much simpler. But I would really love it for people. I know, isn't that funny? but I would really love it if we could launch a comparison, a real comparison of mouse and human. It just hasn't been done. It needs to be done.
Well, in addition, other groups, Bill Lowry and Catherine Plath, have identified differences in human iPS cells from human ES and mouse iPS and mouse ES cells, and actually the set overlaps a lot. So we would guess that what we find in the mouse might be able to look at yours and find out if that
sure.
is a way to segregate the
we
cells.
We can just look at our data sets. Why don't
yeah.
we do that when we get home?
Questions?
What occurs to you from hearing that plurinet concept? In terms of microRNA regulation of expression?
I think it's a very interesting topic. And some analogies to using microRNAs as a diagnostic in cancer as well. And it's been shown that actually profiling a few hundred microRNAs is a better predictor of tumor type and tumor origin than profiling thousands of mRNAs or messenger RNAs. And so I think that maybe in this case, using a few microRNAs is a good indicator of how good a particular stem cell population might be and what that population is.
Yeah, that, I'm really counting on that being true. Because messenger RNAs, it's much messier to look at that many. And the microRNAs are so powerful and there are so few of them and they have so many effects on the messenger RNAs. You know, if they weren't there, the messenger RNAs would essentially not have any control, right? So they're very important. And that's what we're sort of hoping that this test for pluripotence will arise from maybe a combination of several of these things. Methylation also looks promising.
Are there any questions in the audience? Now's your chance. That's reliably at the back here.
It would be at the back.
Of course.
I was just wondering about the microRNAs being gene regulators and stuff. Have you or anybody else looked at like time courses of how they, you know, go when the cells are in this state versus, I know the pluripotency you looked at, but just like time courses of the regulation.
Your question.
Okay, so, we've only looked at the microRNAs that we've been focusing on, so we haven't really done any global analysis of microRNA changes during cell differentiation. I think perhaps genes.
Well, yeah, we have done that. I mean, but that's sort of a time course. That's not the kind of time course I think you're talking about. This is like undifferentiated, differentiated. It's not during that process. That's a little bit challenging, and I think we may need some other tools to do that, some sort of real-time tools.
Well, one thing I think is worth mentioning is that people, or several people have profiled embryonic stem cell, the microRNA expression profile in mouse and human ES cells, and they've been surprised to say, you know, there are very few ES cell-specific microRNAs. And in contrast to tissues, where you see very diverse microRNA expression profiles. But I think part of that is that when you're comparing a tissue, there are multiple cell types. And if you really are interested in a particular cell type, then you should purify that population. And maybe those cells would have a limited repertoire of microRNA expression patterns,
yeah, so
too.
That's our philosophy, is only work with pure cell types, because it's hard enough as it is.
Let's take the last question from the back.
So that actually ties in somewhat to my question. I'm curious how well you can actually control how iPS cells differentiate into something that would be clinically useful.
Who are you asking?
I think it's probably mainly for Dr. Baldwin.
There you go.
Oh, that's a really good question, and I think there are a lot of labs working on that. You know, our study just speaks to the fact that you probably can make all the cell types that are out there. I think the exciting finding of Yamanaka that you can change one cell type to another with four transcription factors in about a week, and follow-up findings in from Doug Melton's lab that you can do this maybe in the pancreas and make beta cells with a few transcription factors, says it might be that you can change one cell type to another using combinations of factors, something we hadn't previously thought would be possible. If that's true, and they maintain a stable state once you've done that, like iPS cells, we could be in very good shape. And at the same time, there's a lot of people working on just tricking the cells using extrinsic factors, small molecules, matrix, and so on. So
I just want to add a comment to that, and that is that we don't necessarily know what the target is. We need to know what cell type we actually want to use and aim for it. And that hasn't been very clear at all. A lot of these studies of differentiation have gotten cells that seem to get to sort of a fetal or a little bit farther. And we have to remember these cells are pluripotent and they can make anything, including things that do not exist in nature.